Howdy friends, happy Monday. Welcome to a brand new edition of Storytime with Pete. It is Monday. It's the beginning of the week. I hope this podcast segment finds you well. I watched three NBA games this weekend. The Lakers and the Kings, the Lakers and the Magic, and the Pistons and the Trailblazers. So I had a pretty busy basketball weekend. Went to my local church service. We are sort of at a standstill as a search committee because we're waiting on a response from a possible candidate. So that's where we are with that. We're praying and like discerning in the meantime as to what that might look like for our future as a church and as a community of faith. We're kind of in a holding and waiting pattern at this present time, but we're behind the scenes working through it at the same time. So I'm working with it. I'm not sure when we're going to meet again to discuss the possibility that we have in front of us, because this person who is the possibility has to get back with us as well. So that's kind of where we are now with it. We're kind of at a standstill. For the time being. As I said, I watched three NBA games this weekend. Taking a break tonight. After I record this podcast, I'm going to a virtual church service in Chicago that I didn't get to go to yesterday. And then I'm just going to relax and chill after that, I think. And just kind of take it easy tonight. And not do much but chill. But yeah, just kind of allow myself to recharge after recording this podcast. It's kind of in the plans. I'm just going to kind of take it easy and mellow out tonight. Feeling good. It's just the time change, as I'm sure for a number of people, throws you off a little bit. But thankfully, it hasn't been much. But we'll see what happens. And as I say, I'm going to take a break from basketball tonight and just kind of chill out and be present in whatever relaxation moment I need to be in. I thought maybe I would watch a meditation video, and I still might. But then again, after going to church, I just might chill out and mellow out and, you know, be in kind of a relaxation mode. That's my plan for this evening, to sort of recharge and get things going and get into a meditative space to like recharge my battery. That's kind of been my plans tonight. So that's where I am with that. I hope this podcast finds you well. It is the beginning segment for the week. We will connect again soon for the Tuesday segment. Until then, I'll see you in a little bit. Have a great night. Be blessed and be safe. We'll add to this as the weeks progress, or as the week itself progresses, as we're in the midst of a new week. So I'll see you and talk to you again tomorrow. All right, everybody. Grace and peace. Friends, happy Tuesday. One of my favorite aspects of the holiday season, shall we say, has kicked off early. Because I told you about this on the podcast about a year ago when I discovered that East Idaho News has what's known as Secret Santa, in which a benefactor in Idaho for this local news station decides to give away $1 million to various people in need in the community. That cycle, or that tradition around Idaho in 2023, has begun early. And I like watching people being blessed. You see a lot of crazy stuff on the news. You see a lot of
let's face it, not very happy stuff on the news. And I know I've talked about this somewhat, but I really appreciate good news, good vibes, and good energy, because we're living in challenging times in a lot of ways, and to see joy is pretty neat. And the East Idaho News, East Idaho News Secret Santa is one way we can send good vibes to the news and send good vibes throughout the world, and that, you know, actually help people who need help in Idaho. And I don't live in Idaho. If you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, you know I live in Michigan, but I really dig the agenda and the purpose of, you know, spreading positive energy, joy, good cheer, for really the celebration of the birth of Christ, because that's basically what the Christmas season represents. So it's really cool to see it. Also, enjoying the NBA season on a greater scale for the first time. This is my first full NBA season I'm really enjoying. Tomorrow night, after I record this, I'll be watching the Pistons and the Pelicans. I haven't seen that game yet. But tonight I watched the Bulls and the Mavericks and the Lakers and the Clippers. Enjoyed both those games. The Lakers have a hot streak going. I keep telling my dad, because my dad's a football fan, that the Lakers remind me of the Patriots, and that they are tough, they are rugged, they just have experience playing basketball, they don't make a lot of mistakes, although they made mistakes against the Clippers, which was the last game I watched. They could have done better things. They could have played much more secure ball than they ended up doing, but they pulled out the victory nonetheless, and it was just good to see. So those are the two things that I wanted to share with the podcast today. East Idaho News is back doing Secret Santa, and I've been enjoying basketball. It was a good day today, all the way around. God bless. Let's talk again soon. Be well, okay? Talk to you soon. My friends, happy Wednesday. Welcome to Storytime with Pete. Certainly hope this podcast finds you well. Hope you're feeling good. And I am excited. 2023. 2024. And I've talked about this a lot over the past few months, I know. Is my first season. First full official season into the world of NBA. And the thing of it is this year, for the very first time in NBA history, they're holding a NBA Cup tournament. And I'm excited about it. And I'm in a place, in a space with my on-demand basketball watching, where I can, you know, start to partake and enjoy aspects of the NBA Cup tournament. So there's that, and I am excited for not only the Thanksgiving season that's coming upon us,
because I'm going to see my niece and my nephew and my sister Heather, my brother-in-law Scott, and a cousin of ours, or a cousin of my mother. I believe she's a cousin of my mother. They're going to all join in Thanksgiving celebrations with us on Thanksgiving Day, and we're going to look forward to that, so I'm excited about it, and we're going to connect with it and look into it and see and just enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm excited about that. And Christmas holiday. I'm going to try and, you know, play the basic Christmas albums I do when I get into Christmas music. As if you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, you know that I don't bust out the Christmas music until the day after Thanksgiving. It's just too early to bust it out. Even though there's lots I could play, I bust out the holiday music when it's appropriate. And I think early November is just a bit too early. So I tend to do it after Thanksgiving. I'm going to check out things like It Wouldn't Be a Christmas for Me Without Michael Bublé's Christmas album. I might play Trans-Siberian Orchestra for Christmas. But there's going to be stuff I'm going to explore and some holiday playlists and some stuff that I haven't possibly explored and discovered. I'm going to do some holiday album research and see if there's any interesting thing that I can find that I haven't played before. Ray Charles has a Christmas album. I haven't played that often. There's just going to be... It's just an interesting time of year. And there's going to be new albums that come out this year, I'm sure. Because every year there's a new Christmas album. And really cool stuff that comes out because of the holiday season. So, we'll see what we can find and what we can discover. I love listening to Christmas music. Some people find it cheesy, but it for me, music is life, and music is a big part of my life and my vitality, and I have a passion for it and a love for it, and I express myself musically for so many reasons and in so many ways, and to link that to the Christmas season, it's a bonus and a blessing and a gift. So I'm just looking forward to not only Thanksgiving coming up in a few days here, but Christmas season itself. So, and that it has to do with family time and music and all the really cool things that come with Christmas and the Christmas season at its core. Love, light, peace, grace. Everything's connected to Christ. And everything revolves around Christ. And there's so much intertwined with all of it. And it's just a joyous season. Anyway, that's what's on my heart and mind for this evening. Enjoy your night. We'll talk again soon. I don't know if I'll see you for a morning podcast, a midday podcast, or an evening podcast tomorrow, but I know it's going to be fun, and I know it's going to be a joy to share with you. Until then, may grace and peace be with you. We'll talk again soon. All right? Be safe, everybody. Be well. Love you. Good morning, friends. I certainly hope you're well. I hope you're feeling good on this day. We're getting closer to the end of this week on into the weekend, and we might be in a space in a place where we're getting back to the search committee and things are falling back into motion for us. We had some unfortunate news happen to us a little while ago, just a few minutes ago, but we'll bounce back and we'll find our way back. It's been a long journey. We still have faith as a group that we're going to find the best person we can for this. And we're still hanging in there.
but it's been a long journey. I know I said that twice and I just said it, but it's true. So we're holding fast, we're staying steady, and we're praying as a group and as a church that we will soon find our settled pastor. That's our ultimate hope, and we're really working towards it. Just thought I'd give you a brief update on that, let you know things are still moving and shaking, and we're still thinking about that, and moving forward with it as best we can. So there's that. There's also the in-season tournament. I'm about to check that out. I haven't done it yet, but I'll talk about it as it progresses and moves forward. And from what I've seen, the hype around it seems exciting. It seems a little bit different. It seems something different for the NBA. So I'm always excited about that. This is a brief episode and a brief check-in, but I just want to let you guys know what happened. I have to do some grocery shopping a little bit later today, so that's going to be taken care of and done. So I'm going to wish you well, bless you, and let you carry on with your day. I will talk to you again soon, which is, of course, tomorrow, and it's Friday. Grace and peace. Love you both. I love you both. I should say I love you all, because I know there's more than two people listening to this. All right, everybody. Grace and peace, either way. Talk to you again soon. Peace. Hey friends, happy Friday. Welcome to Storytime with Pete. Certainly hope this podcast finds you well and you're feeling good. On this day, when I did my grocery shopping yesterday, I found a couple of different new breakfast burritos, and I'm going to try those for breakfast this morning, so I'm excited about that. What else is happening? Chris Stapleton's new album is coming out today. I'm going to listen to that. Check that out. We are almost in a season where I can start playing Christmas music again, but I have created an unwritten rule for myself to where I don't play that until the day after Thanksgiving. It's just something that I will not do until I feel as though it's ready, and Christmas music is ready. Although some people would argue, some people play it much earlier than before. Some people start playing it before Thanksgiving, but in my mind, in my estimation, Christmas music is starting. The best time to start that is to play after Thanksgiving. To start playing after Thanksgiving, and I'm gonna play as I've done in years past. I'm gonna play Bublé. I'm gonna play Frank. I'm gonna play, you know, your jazz cocktail party kind of Christmas stuff, but I'm also going to play Trans-Siberian Orchestra and stuff I haven't heard before. So I'm going to start doing research on some Christmas albums and see what we can pull out to play some different Christmas stuff this year and some familiar Christmas things. So it's going to be fun trying to determine and decide what I'm going to explore this year. If you listen to this podcast for any length of time, and especially in the past year or so, I have attempted with my Apple Music listening and Apple listening music and music in general to explore stuff that I know about but haven't heard. Like, I'm familiar with people like Elvis Costello, but I haven't heard very much of his music. I'm familiar with people like Lenny Kravitz, but I haven't heard very much of his music. I've been exploring it here and there. I'm familiar with people like The Temptations, but I haven't heard very much of their music. I'm familiar with people with Sam Cooke, but I'm, like, familiarizing myself with their stuff. And so I'm exploring stuff that's familiar, but stuff that I don't know that would be new for me to take in, besides the stuff that I'm wildly familiar with, like the Beatles and Paul McCartney and John Lennon and stuff. And I'm letting my musical knowledge and musicality and sense of musicality grow, and I've tried to do that this year. So whatever you're doing on this particular weekend, since we are on a Friday, be well, be blessed, be safe, enjoy your weekend, and I'll talk to you again on Monday. Until then, be blessed, grace, and peace. Have a great weekend, everybody.